This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here on KNZA. Excited to be a part of your Tuesday night high school sports season officially off and running. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Kirk Hillman, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you here from Donovan West. We got Centralia and D-West coming up in our final matchup. But before we kind of dive into both of these teams, both teams obviously victorious here tonight with wins in straight sets over Frankfurt, but the TVL brother is loaded once again. Four teams ranked, actually five teams ranked, beg your pardon, to start the year. Of course, we talked about Centralia, number two in 181. Hanover, the number one ranked team in 182. You got Lynn, number nine in 182. Valley Heights had mentioned them. They're number two in 2A. And Clifton Clyde, number three in 181. This is going to be a fun league to watch here in 2025.
Yeah, and in the Twin Valley League, we all know it. It's a staple in Kansas, a big staple in Northeast Kansas, and all athletics, and volleyball especially here this season. Tell you what, it's a crime for Donovan West not to be a team that's probably in those ranking considerations right now. But give or take, if they can pull off an upset here against Centralia early on this season, they went 1-2 against Centralia last year. Maybe they have a chance to be in those talks by next week.
Well, this is the one on paper that we were certainly most excited for. Two of the better teams in their respective classifications in this early portion of the season. Again, the difference, this is the first matchup here tonight, or at least the first opportunity for Donovan West to play. This is already the sixth, or now coming up on the seventh matchup already for Centralia, sitting here at 5-1.
Yeah, they already got a lot of experience this season. They've already gotten themselves out and going. They've only dropped one game, and that was to a team that is a way higher classification. So now they kind of play lower to their own classification. But we saw a lot of kind of sloppy play in that game against Frankfurt that we just watched. So it's kind of uncanny for a team like Centralia. So we'll see how they bounce back against Donovan West. Because I'll tell you what, D-West played very clean in that in those two set wins against Frankfurt.
So again, if you're just joining us, Donovan West, first matchup of the night, straight sets over Frankfurt, 25-15, 25-8, and then Centralia, a couple of 25-19 sets against the Wildcats to set us up for Centralia and Donovan West. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet, here we go, Donovan West from right to left. We'll tee it up on the back line with Brooklyn Denton. Here we go, Panthers will hit left to right. And the first serve of our final match is underway. The libero, McKee, setting it up for Haverkamp on the front right portion of the net. And Josie Haverkamp, a little 1-2 combo. And just like that, Centralia with Haverkamp, the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, she had two blocks and three kills against Frankfurt. She did a great job of getting up to the net, already an early strike for her.
Here is the serve by Haverkamp. Donovan West setting it up, front left, putting it down, and a point there for the Mustangs. Kill shot for Kate Falk. The junior ties it at one apiece.
Yeah, and Kate Falk, man, she had a great game against Frankfurt. Five kills total, three kills in the first set alone. Setting a player up like her up at the front of the net is going to go a long way here for Donovan West.
Amy Wettstein, the senior, serving now from right to left for D-West, just getting going. Two heavyweights here, two state qualifying teams from a year ago. Far side of the floor, Steinlage buries it into the back right corner. Carly Steinlage, the six-foot freshman, gives Centralia the 2-1 lead.
They have so much height and power for a freshman who already has four kills tonight. She had three against Frankfurt, absolutely dominant performance, and here she's already on a early continuation against the Mustangs.
5'5 junior, Jason Becker back to serve from left to right for the Panthers. Off the top of the net, diving effort. D-West keeping it alive, front left, half cross, down it goes for one. Finesse for Kaya Keller, the senior for D-West, ties it at 2-2. Centralia off to a 5-1 start this season. Number two ranked team in the state, D-West, their lone win against Frankfurt earlier tonight. Here's a backside set, and there's a lazy spike that's up against the net. And Melena Becker, a little upset with herself on that one, gives D-West their first lead at 3-2.
Yeah, and that was actually our first hitting error of this game. The last two games, the first points were off of errors. It took us to point number five, so again, you can already see the separation with these two teams and the level they play at.
The Panthers had to send a free ball over. Mustangs trying to add. Beautifully done. It's tapped over for one. Again, Kate Falk. Went from power to finesse. Doubling up the D-West lead here early in set one. It is 4-2. So a third straight serve here for Keller. Becker sets it up backside and tipped up into the air. Donovan West playing well so far on that back line. Panthers now an opportunity. Melena Becker sets it middle of the floor. Steinlage tips but gets the point anyway. So Steinlage, we've called her name a couple of times, 6 foot freshman, gets Centralia back to within one, and the serve back. It is 4-3. Elena Becker to serve, digging it out, top of the net, tapped over, point D West. Thinks that was Courtney Johnson who got the fingertip on it. And the D West lead is 5-3. KP, they have scored 4 of the last 5.
Yeah, that was a great hit there by Johnson. Just across it, kind of behind the shoulder, and then just ricocheted right off the fingertips of the Centralia front line.
Well, the freshman, Aniston Clary, now serving from right to left here. Becker on the back line. They push it far side of the floor, and that one is buried into the back left corner by Hayden Kramer. 5-4, Centralia down one. I feel like for the stature that Kramer brings across multiple sports, haven't quite called her name as much as I feel like we should have tonight.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, she's definitely getting into it. She's got a total of 4 kills, 9 3/8.
There's a nice diving effort somehow. Josie Haverkamp keeping that alive, but a third try unsuccessful in D-West earning the point there. Panthers had to scramble on that point attempt, and it's going to be now 6-4 in favor of D-West.
D-West, they haven't erred yet at all. Surely they have 2 attacking errors.
Courtney Johnson on the serve. And sends it to the back line. Milena Becker waiting. Now middle of the floor. Pumped up into the air. Hayden Kramer was rejected at the net. Now the Panthers battling. They can't get a third try over. And right now the momentum with Donovan West. Their lead is 7-4.
Well, I mentioned it against Frankfurt. I mean, you look at it. For Donovan West, 25-15, 25-8. Centralia, it was 25-19. Both sets. We saw way cleaner play on the Mustang side when they played the Wildcats.
Here is Jason Becker getting it across. Now Donovan West, middle of the floor. They just push it across casually. McKee on the back line, sets it up, taps it down. It was Haverkamp, but the Mustangs get it back across with Chartier. Push it far side. They fake it one way, tap it across another. D-West there. Backside, Chartier slams it, but too strong. Fading away. Want to be up and more forward, certainly. Chartier missed it that one, makes it 7-5. Centralia down 2. See Rimpey back in to serve, 5'5 junior. And this back line from left to right for the Panthers. So we're in set one of this final matchup tonight, and a good one for sure. 7-5 Donovan West, and now 7-6, as that one is airmailed into the second row. And back-to-back points for the Panthers get them within one.
Yeah, just not finding that perfect set there for Bell Smith off the right side for the Mustangs.
So waiting to see. Conversation with the official and the scores table. I think we're good to go. Right now a 7-6 Donovan West lead here on Centralia in this first set here tonight. Both these teams earning sweeps against Frankfurt in their first matchups tonight. Here's the send across serve. Johnson sends it near side. There's the spike, not much behind it. Batted up into the air by Hayden Kramer. Now McKee on the back line has to send it over. Libero to Libero. Johnson set. There's the tap. Defended well. And is that going to be a point for Centralia? I think they called a lift. Good battle at the net. Ties it at 7-7. U.S. Mustang a little slow to get up there. That was Denton, but appears to be okay. So we're tied at 7. Rempe serve. Pushed back across by Johnson. Right back to Rempe. Now McKee up front. Niehaus sends it across. Johnson middle of the floor, near side set, Bell Smith spike, and defended well by Centralia. They earn the point.
Centralia already with the early comeback. We saw it against Frankfurt. They want to try to get momentum themselves early. They do it no better than with the service line as well.
Rempe, your third straight serve. Here is a tap cross here by Denton. Centralia played it well. Now Haverkamp puts it down, and she earned it with Finette. And a little hand signal to Boots. Enjoyed that point to make it 9-7. So 3 straight KP, 5 of the last 6 to number 2 in the state.
Yeah, no, getting a lot of great setups to their up front players like Abraham.
Johnson with the backside set. Smith puts it down. Defended well on the back line in the center by Milena Becker. Now Becker running into the middle of the floor to get it back over on a third try. Back to Smith. Her spike. Libero McKee down to one knee to save that one. Now calling it off is Haverkamp sending it back over. Foster a nice dig, tap down, and a good rally between the two. Point D West put down by the senior Brooklyn Denton. It's the Mustangs back to within one. It's 9-8. Seemed like that was one of the more cleaner rallies really between either of the three teams we've seen here tonight. on the serve. Panthers on the attack. Rempe sets it up. Haverkamp buries it. Now, it's easier said than done when my thought is, why can't you just put it up in that spot for every single time?
Tell you what, that takes a lot of concentration and great work from the setters right there. That was a perfect set that Haverkamp got, and she took it with complete stride and ability to put it down.
Johnson sets, tipped into the air, and two Centralia Panthers on the back line crossing paths. Neither unable to get there with McKee and Kramer. So a point for D. West. They're back to within one. It's 10-9. We have alternated the last four. Well, expected a great battle here. Two teams certainly going to be in the mix for a TBL crown here in 2025 and get an early taste. Two state qualifiers from a year ago. Near ace, Panthers save it. Here's Haverkamp on the bury again. This time she was front right portion of the net. She buried it in that back right 90-degree angle to make it 11-9.
Well, outside hitter Kate Falk is back up to front of the net there for Jonathan West. She just got substituted back in already. She has two kills here against the Panthers in this first set.
She doesn't do. Yeah, Josie Haverkamp nearly got an ace there, and then a one that is put down on the line. I think either way it was tipped. It should be the Mustangs' point. And it is. It'll get him to within 11-10.
Yeah, it was put down by the player I exactly just mentioned, Kate Falk, back in the rotation. She's back in the front row, and here she goes. She's able to make some noise at that net spot.
Trillia's lead in this first set, 11-10. We've alternated the last 6 points. Good dig on the back line here to keep it alive by Denton for D. West. Now a third try sent across. Rempe on the dig. It is set up by Kramer, far side of the floor, buried on the backside. Hits the net and rafters and falls down for a Centralia point. Heavy heat behind the swing of Milena Becker. Went high into the air, up into the rafters. Just hard to find it on the way down. Panthers 12, Mustangs 10. And back to serve. Another opportunity. Jasa Becker here. Right-handed serve from left to right. Back middle. Now true middle of the floor. Third opportunity sent over by Keller. Now the Panthers with Becker. Now Stein logging the one-handed tap. Dug up by Wettstein for the Mustangs. Now McKee the libero. Jasa Becker, backside set. Claire Heinen's put down up against the net a couple of times. Tails away from the net. Third try sent across for Centralia. Here is a second try hit across. Good rally. Centralia has it. Far side, Milena Becker buries it. Launched high into the air. She gets it back, and she mistimed her jump and buried it into the net. Point for Donovan West. Good job of that Mustang back line. Keep a couple spikes attempts from really going the way of Centralia.
Yeah, and this is the level of play you expect from two teams that were in the state tournament just a year ago. Just complete great level of play from both teams.
Back-to-back points here for the Mustangs. They tie it up at 12-12. Miscommunication on that front line for the Panthers. First set, final matchup here tonight. The 12-12 tie, Centralia and Donovan West. Here is Centralia. Makita Libero gets it near side. Sent across by Milena Becker. Now D. West, a little momentum. Push it far side for Bell Smith. Tipped into the air on the back line by Kramer. And now McKee on the back line leaning away. Has to get it back over for Centralia. Bell Smith again. Good opportunity. Another dig by McKee, but it flies into the JV cords. And a point for Donovan West. And they retake the lead here with three straight. It's 13-12.
Smith's first kill against the Panthers, set up well on the strong side, put it through the weak. It's a great kill put down.
Kaya Keller on the serve, back middle of the floor. Jasa Becker sets it up, sits up into the air, diving save by Foster. Can someone get there? And not able to do so was Bell Smith. Boy, Foster's been active on that back line. The Panthers do get that point. We're deadlocked at 13-13. Back to serve, Milena Becker, 5'9 junior, heavy with the right hand across. Down to a knee to get it up into the air is Wettstein. Now a battle at the net, won by Centralia. They retake the lead.
Yeah, Courtney Johnson not just getting the favorable setup opportunity that she was hoping for to Falk.
Back-to-back points here by the Panthers. 14-13 Centralia, set one. Here in Donovan West tonight, and that one off the top of the net. Good hand-eye coordination there just to keep that one afloat. Now Becker to Becker, left side Haverkamp, or correction, that was Kramer on the spike, but played well defensively by D. West. They get it back over. Now a battle at the net, it's buried down, it was set up. And that point for Kate Falk. Couldn't have asked for a better setup. Front middle of the net, and she buried it. 14-14 tie here in set one. As Kate Falk comes out, and Anna Sinclair, the freshman, back into serve for D. West. Does so with good pace from right to left. Now, full tapper over by Becker there. D. West plays it. Third try getting it across with Denton. Now front of the net, far side, Kramer spike attempt, and he got it to go. So Kramer giving Centralia the lead back, 15-14. The libero and Kaylee McKee, 5'5 sophomore, serving from left to right for Centralia. Foster, another great save. Bell-Smith, spike attempt. Kramer on a knee to pick it up. Now Haverkamp keeps it alive and sends it back to Heinen, who gets it back across to the Panthers. Here's a setup on the middle portion of the floor, and it's a one-handed tapper that's put down by Brooklyn Denton. And a point for the Mustangs, or no, did we get a change call there?
Yep, over the net.
Over the net. So that's a big swing there, 16-14. So the Panthers fortunate to get that one on an air. And now this could be an ace. Nope, I spoke too soon. What a play to get that one back in for D-West. Jason Becker sets it up, tap down, tip, and D-West earns the point. How about that save on the serve and the battle at the net there, won by Denton.
Yeah, that save was by Bell Smith going all the way to her own team's chairs. Man, that was just a great dig and save for her own team, and then a great put down as well at the very end by Denton.
Here is Chartier back on the front line for D-West. Back to serve is Courtney Johnson. Does so to that back right line, put up front by Milena Becker. Now a spike attempt is put down, and it finds its way into the back left corner just barely as Claire Heinen got that one to go to make it 17-15 Centralia. Well, I'm looking down the sheet. I don't think either team, Crendon, at any point in this first set has had more than a three-point lead.
Yeah, it's two teams that are playing at a very high level. And Centralia, I mean, they're playing at a high level against Frankfurt, but it wasn't very clean here. They are playing very clean against Mustangs right now.
Here's Johnson on the set. McKee and the Centralia libero keeping it alive. And now a left-handed spike by Niehaus is saved. And then a second chance here by D-West. It goes up into the net. That's hit by Bell Smith. Panthers get the point, and their lead is three. It is 18-15. They have tallied four of the last five and six of the last eight. Another serve for Rempe. Foster, dig, back middle. They push it front part of the net. Not much behind that spike, but it's causing all sorts of issues for the Panthers. They can't get there as it goes into the crowd, and a big point for D-West. They're back to within two, 18-16. We have not seen a timeout on either side here in this opening set. It has been a high-quality battle here so far. As Kramer puts it down, and she found it just barely on the back line. A big point there. D-West let it go, but Panthers get it. Kramer knocks it in to make it 19-16.
Yeah, solid on the back line attack here by Kramer.
Kramer now on the serve. High arcing to the back line. Bumped up into the air by Clary. Now the spike attempt and a diving effort by Kramer. Tapped across by Centralia. A one-hander back, and now the Panthers reset. Far side of the floor, Milena Becker. Her spike gets launched into the bleachers behind the D-West line, and that's another point for Centralia. Their run is continuing here. It is 20-16.
And I'll tell you what, Becker was a great against Frankfurt, nearly four kills per set. That was just her first kill here against the Mustangs. Johnson West been playing great defense up to that point against her.
Chartier had no choice, angling right to try to get it back over on a third try. Panthers get it to 21-16. Crucial point in the first set and a timeout on the floor. 30-second variety, Panthers 21, Mustang 16. It's high school volleyball right here on KNZA.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Longside Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman in studio on KMZA. It's our final matchup here in this Twin Valley League try at Donovan West. Two heavyweights in this league in the early portions of the season. KP out of the timeout, Centralia with the advantage, 21-16.
Yeah, the back row attack is looking great here for Centralia. There's not been too much of a response for the Mustangs. Finally, also, you're getting Becker involved now for the Panthers, and that's even a bigger threat now.
Big serve by Hayden Kramer. And it sails long, so right out of the gate, the service error out of the timeout makes it 21-17 as the Panthers lead trimmed to four. Brooklyn Denton, a senior, back to serve. Centralia got to the championship but stayed a year ago, but lost in straight sets to Little River. They're going to be right there in the thick of it, I'm sure, throughout the season once again, as D-West does a nice job to keep this one alive. Rempe pushing to the front of the net. There's a good set. Defended well. Huge defensive play on that front line. Kate Falk leading the charge and burying that stuff attempt by Haverkamp to make it 21-18.
Yeah, well, when Falk gets right back up into the front row, it just feels like the Mustangs are able to power their way back into this thing. So as long as you can stay up there, dominance will prevail here, trying for Mustangs.
Here's Rempe, miscommunication. Now an errant shot that sails long by Niehaus. And another D-West point, 21-19. Three straight for the Mustangs out of that timeout. Served by Donovan West. Here's Rempe, front right, pushing it left side. There's the spike, batted up into the air, running it down. Good save by Denton. And into the net. Boy, Denton did a great job saving it. But the last effort by Keller, unable to get over. And now it's 22-19 Centralia. Josie Haverkamp to serve. The right hand from left to right. Mustangs have to put a little rally here towards this latter portion to keep this thing maybe a little bit longer. Nice rally so far. D-West pushing it across. There's a nice play and a point for Donovan West. Unable to get that on the back line. Chasing it down was Hayden Kramer, but couldn't catch up to it. It is 22-20. We expected high-level play, and that is what we got here in this opening set. And a service error by Donovan West makes it 23-20. How crucial are little mistakes like that in a match, or a set, I should say, that has been so tight here in this first go-around. But now the advantage back to Centralia with the serve. Jason Becker does it, sends it across. Foster gets it front of the net. Johnston, now a battle at the net. And looks like the play will continue. And Rempe gets it across. I should say that was Kramer. Near side, here's the set. Here's the spike. Jason Becker diving for it. Can't get there. And Donovan West scores it. 23-21. And within two.
There's some early celebration there by Keller and the Donovan West team. But, yeah, what a great kill shot. That was put down off to the near side of Keller.
The serve by Donovan West. Keller, is that one out? It is. Boy, back-to-back. Crucial service errors, and now it is set point here for Centralia at 24-21. Chance to end this first set. Milena Becker on the serve. Donovan West, they got to put a few together here, and they can't do so. It's up against the net, unable to get it across, and Centralia survives. 25-21, Centralia will take set number one here against the home team tonight in Donovan West. We'll step aside, recap it, get you set for set number two. Donovan West in Centralia on the other side. Keep it locked here on KNZA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High-level stuff here. First set, Donovan West and Centralia here on KNZA. It's our final matchup, both these teams with sweeps over Frankfurt in the first two matchups. And our first set with Centralia and Donovan West here in 2025. It was high quality, good level stuff. But Centralia, 3 of the last 4 points and 4 of the last 6 are able to score to hold off Donovan West in that first set, 25-21.
Yeah, I saw a lot of great play there by Centralia at the very end. Becker finally got involved. Kramer started to really get going. Haverkamp was kind of into that entire set. 3 kills from Haverkamp in that set, 3 kills from Kramer again. The two second-team all-league returners for the Centralia team coming up big in that second set from West. We saw so much cleaner play there from the Panthers that we expected against that Frankfurt team. Now Centralia brings it. They're able to just get by there against the Mustangs, but again, it's going to have to be that continuation of that play, that clean play up the front net. For Donovan West, same thing. Keep feeding your top players. When we saw Kate Falk at the front of the net, that is when they dominate. She had 3 kills, 2 blocks. Kaya Keller, 3 kills as well. So again, a lot of that comes down to when you get 16 and 20 up involved in the game in front of the net.
Now, Centralia, number 2 ranked in the state, runner-up in 1A D1 a year ago. Donovan West a year ago in 2A, a state qualifier. In our first full week of volleyball, and we got these two battling right out the gate. It's been fun. So here we go. It is set number 2. Donovan West getting it across with Johnson. Centralia now from right to left, setting it up, putting it down. Who else but Malena Becker for point number 1 for the Panthers.
Yeah, continuing right where she left off in that first set here against Donovan West, finally gets some momentum and building herself up back to the net and putting down those big power shots she was doing against Frankfurt.
Back to serve, Hayden Kramer for the Panthers. A record right now of 5-1. Right at the front of the net, Johnson, kind of an awkward tap. It's popped up into the air, and it's put back down. But are they going to say a violation
over the net?
They're going to say Josie Haverkamp was over the net. Her reaction and looking up at the official would say she does not agree.
Yeah, head coach
Osterhaus. Maybe not agreeing as well. Either way, it's a 1-1 tie. So a serve here for Donovan West from left to right. It is Denton, does so. Sends it to that back spot line. And now Centralia getting it back over. Now it was Niehaus. Left-handed tap across by Donovan West. Now resetting. Johnson sets it, spikes it, defending it well. It's Centralia's Josie Haverkamp. And that is a point for Centralia. Not going to lie, sometimes the officials have a lot of hand movements. It kind of catches you off guard. So bear with us, folks. We appreciate you. Foster on the dig. D-West setting it up far side. Not much behind that spike. Picks off the top of the net. And unable to save it is Haverkamp. And the Mustangs earn that point to tie it at 2-2. So we have alternated the first 4 here in this must-win set 2 for D-West here at home. And the serve sent across by Emmy Weststein. Rimpy taps it up into the air, now on the side of D. West. And now sent back across by Keller for the Mustangs. Oh, they want Becker. Launched high in the air off the deflection. Great diving effort by Bell Smith. And now a spike attempt is launched by Keller. Boy, great job by Bell Smith to keep that alive. But unable to finish with Keller, it is 3-2 Centralia. Jason Becker back on this backline serve for the Panthers. A 3-2 lead here in set 2. They held on to win the first set over D. West, 25-21. Now a missed hit at the middle of the net, this time by Falk, who called her out multiple times in positive fashion in that first set. But that time a missed hit makes it 4-2 Centralia.
Yeah, Falk was attempting a slide, a fake setup opportunity, and then put down a kill. But unfortunately, she just put her hand in the wrong spot.
Johnson gets it back over. Panthers were ready for it. Now a diving effort on the back line by Weststein to keep it alive. And a point here for Centralia makes it lead 5-2.
And just a couple errors here by Austin West. We saw that not so much in that first set. Now it's starting to kind of become a problem here for the Mustangs early on set 2.
And Jason Becker nearly got an ace, but just hit it too strong. So D. West getting that one back. Stops a run of 3 straights for the Panthers, and now it is 5-3. Donovan West getting the serve back, and Keller sends it across. Jason Becker, middle front, sets it up, and that one buried into the back right corner by Malena Becker. Malena doing what she does best. Doubles up this Panthers lead. It is 6-3.
Tell you what, credit here to Centralia's defense. They have not allowed a single ace this entire night against the 2 sets against Frankfurt, and here now going to set number 2 against the Mustangs.
Donovan West pushing it far side of the floor into the net, and now the Mustangs a little sloppy here, makes it 7-3. after we alternated the first four to start. Five of the last six have gone the way of the Panthers. And a serve, Milena Becker. Johnson sets it up, defended, spins off the top of the net, and down it goes for the Mustangs' point. Johnson set it up. I think it was Falk, and I got the credit to get that one just enough spin over the top onto the side of the Panthers. 7-4, D. West down three. 25-21, Centralia in set one. They have a 7-4 lead here in set two. They set it up near side. Kramer puts it down, and the deflection there on the back line gives the point to Centralia, and their lead a double up now at 8-4.
Yeah, again, Centralia is continuing to be really good at playing defense against those serves, and they're creating set opportunities for their own offense off of them.
Johnson to Smith, little left-handed tap shot, diving effort by Becker to keep it alive for Centralia. Another diving effort this time. It was under the hands of Bell Smith, but couldn't get it back up. And the Panthers' momentum go right into a timeout. Their lead 9-4 here in set two. As we continue on, we'll take a timeout. 30-second variety, Panthers 9, Mustangs 4. Set 2, match 3 here at D-West tonight. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZX.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Donovan West and Centralia both trying to start the young season at 2-0 in TVL play. Brandon Tabman, Kurt Kilman, Crendon Prophet were in set two. Final matchup here tonight, 9-4 out of the break. Donovan West trailing here at home against number 2 in 181. Here's a set. Here's a spike defended well. Long arms by Haverkamp. She taps it down again. Not once, but twice on the defensive side. Haverkamp doing a little bit on both sides. And now it's a 10-4 Centralia lead. That is now five of the last six in favor of the road team. And now McKee with the ace. Off the deflection, the libero, the sophomore, Kaylee McKee. And now 11-4. Centralia starting to gather momentum, keeping it out of that timeout.
And McKee, she has two aces against Frankfurt. Here, an ace against Donovan West. Unfortunate service error to follow after.
So 11-5 after the error on the serve. And now D. West from left to right will serve it with Courtney Johnson. Spins it in the left, lifts and fires, and grazed the top of the net. But McKee with the save. Here's a spike attempt into the back left corner, just barely out. Just a touch too strong by Claire Heinen. Back-to-back points here for the Mustangs, and they are within 11-6. Well, Johnson to get on the serve. Goes to the back line with this one. Jason Becker sets it up front. Tapped across. Diving effort. Was it tipped? It was. Point Panthers. Boy, Andy Foster on that back line. Libero for D. West. She's been all over the place tonight. Couldn't get it there. A 12-6 double up now. The lead for Centralia. Subs coming in. Niehaus on the front line here for the Panthers. And the serve by Rempe. Mustangs setting it up. Far side. Here's the spike by Denton. Into the net. Defended well. And the Mustangs reset. Get it back over. Rempe. Haverkamp. Now a third try. And a free ball sent across by Kramer. Foster for D. West. Second hand tap. Very nicely done. That Johnson who put that one away for one. 12-7. D. West down five. But they have scored three of the last four.
A great little finesse tap there by Johnson. Found the donut in the defense. Great eyes recognition down the court.
Was it a glazed donut?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was pretty glazed right there. A hammer time slam by Josie Haverkamp. Another kill for her. Makes it 13-7. Tell you what, when it's set up, front net middle of the floor. That is hard to defend.
Well, she's been taking it to Duncan all night long with those kills.
Here's Foster on the dig. Johnson pushing it up. Here's a spike for D. West. Dug up by Centralia's back line. Nicely done. And now it goes down for a D. West point. You just can't let it get too much farther than where they're at. Still a long way to go, but right now a 5-point lead.
Yeah, no. If you're Centralia, again, here, you're playing nice in this set number two. But for Dawson West, again, keep making great plays and get yourself and chip away slowly back in this game.
Trillia trying to earn the sweep. D. West trying to force a winner-take-all set three, and they get another point. Jonathan West does here. 13-9. So they have rattled off three of the last four and five of the last seven to get back to within four. Still serving, Brooklyn Denton sends it across. McKee, the libero, lost control. Just kind of an awkward hit. Back middle of the line. 13-10. Here come the Mustangs. As Denton, the senior, will serve it up again. Little pause in the action.
Yeah, head coach Sydney Osterhaus communicating and talking down to her player in Chartier.
All right, back to it. As Denton will serve from left to right. Knuckleball style to the back line. Haverkamp pops it up, gets it back on the receiving end. Defended well here by D. West. Chartier part of that defense. And now it's tapped down and kicked back up in the air. D. West, the free ball, sends it across. Here's Rempe, near side. They set it up for Haverkamp, and down she goes. Is it a point? Yes, it is. 14-10 Centralia. Again, I'm sorry, you get caught with the hand signal by the official. Not a difficult angle, but we do got some blind spots here, kind of where we're sitting. 14-10 our score, Centralia by four, and now a defensive play. Call it a defensive minutes. Melena Becker doing it on all fronts. Makes it 15-10. Just too much height on that one.
Yeah, I can't forget about the 6-foot freshman, Stein Lagge, also up there on that double block.
Haverkamp on the serve. Johnson settles far side of the floor. Spike attempt was there, but it is sailed out of play by Falk. And a miss hit there by D. West. And Centralia creeping in front, 16-10. Here in set number two. Another serve sent across by Haverkamp. Johnson again tees it up, defended down again. This front line, Stein Lagge, as you mentioned, KP, big part of that. 17-10 and a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, that was mostly Becker there on that big time face slam there. And tell you what, Becker, she has just put herself more and more in this game against Dawson West, especially in set number two here. In that first set, only one kill. She has two kills on block here in set number two. The junior is finally getting herself going.
Well, keep it right here again this timeout. High school volleyball on KNCA. Boy, with a couple seconds here before we get back to it. Just we're both going to be prepped and ready to go for Friday night right here on KNZA. We'll have Riverside and Jackson Heights, week one, high school football.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. I mean, you got two teams that are returning with a lot of style this year. Riverside, it's actually what most people are going to think and consider what could be the league title match. I mean, it's really a big decider, those two teams being considered the top of the league by most of the coaches in the area. So, again, it's going to be one to watch on Friday.
Now, excited to bring it to you, but out of the timeout, Centralia trying to wrap things up. 17-10 here in set two at D. West. Kind of scrambling here on the back line, and that one missed it by Haverkamp. Tried to tee it up from that back center location, but right into the net to make it 17-11. D. West down six. They'll get the serve back. Wettstein will do it from left to right. Centralia won the first set 25-21. Nearly got an ace, but saved on a free ball by Melena Becker. Now Johnson, left side, down it goes. Kaya Keller, the point for D. West. Back-to-back points for DW out of the timeout. They're within 17-12. West time to serve it again. Good pace behind it. Panthers get it up to Rempe. Beautifully set. Well defended again. Courtney Johnson on the defense. Make it three straight for D. West. 17-13.
Yeah, Johnson, one-on-one against the 6-foot freshman, Stein Lagge, and she was able to win. It's just the attack that you want to see here from a team that's trying to fight from behind.
Wettstein, another serve. Kramer buries it up. Here is Stein Lagge on the spike attempt, gets it back off the deflection, and now free ball sent across by Centralia. Johnson fakes the set, sends it over. Now McKee, middle of the floor. That one tapped, and an extra hit going against Centralia as Niehaus tapped the jersey said my bad, and now 17-14, four straight out of the timeout for D. West. Wettstein again sends it across. Kramer, Rempe, spike, and kill. There it is. Melena Becker for one. 18-14. Big point there for Centralia to stop that D. West run. 18-14 Centralia here in set number two at D-West tonight. Both these teams with straight set wins over Frankfurt. Part of this action as well. Here's a little tapper, McKee the libero. Becker setting it up, but put it across for D-West, who gets it back over quickly. Now a Hyman spike is down. Foster diving on the back line, couldn't get there. But that one, Claire Hyman getting the kill. 5-6 senior for Centralia. Lead back to 5, 19-14.
Hyman didn't have any kills against Frankfurt, but she has two kills here, and they've come out massive times against the Mustangs.
Johnson on the set. Another spike attempt. It's dug up nicely on the back line. Here is Haverkamp, a little finesse. As Keller kept it alive, good rally here so far. Far side for Hyman. She puts it down, and it's in there in the back right corner. Back-to-back points for Claire Hyman. And it's 20-14. So after D-West rattled off four straight, Panthers have come back with three consecutive points of their own, an inching closer to a straight set victory.
Hyman found such a great spot on that right side, pushing it straight forward down to the right corner.
Now Jason Becker tapping the jersey number, saying bad service error there, makes it 20-15. D-West down 5, they get it back. It's Kaya Keller, the senior, to serve it. Jersey number 20, the righty sends it across. There is Jason Becker setting it up. There's the spike deflected, point for Centralia. Unfortunate hand placement there on the Mustang back line, and it's 21-15. So here we go. Milena Becker to serve. 21-15 Centralia. See if the Mustangs got one more push in them. Hyman sets it up. Becker, middle of the floor. Steinlogge defending it well that time was Wettstein. Now pushing it back across. Keller the hit. Nice diving effort by Centralia's Milena Becker. Now Foster a diving effort for the Mustangs. Good rally here. Bell Smith, her spike popped up into the air. NC West with Johnson sets it up. Middle of the floor. Defended well by three black jerseys. And the Panthers swat it home for the big emphatic point. And, of course, leading the charge, six-foot freshman Carly Steinlogge, 22-15, Centralia.
Yeah, a pack of Panthers right there getting excited for the young freshman on the amazing block.
Here is Milena Becker on the serve, and she gets the ace. Foster couldn't handle on the back line, 23-15. So Centralia 2 points away from finishing this one off here tonight. I'm just excited to get this action back to our listeners across the area. 23-15 Centralia here in set two, looking for the sweep. Wettstein down to a knee. Back of the row it goes and sent across. Panthers, Jason Becker right to the back line. McKee sends it across. Now tapped up in the air, front of the net. Wettstein sends it across and just found an opening for the Mustang point. I think you had to have it there if you were D-West. Makes it 23-16.
Well, you got to have everything now. I mean, you're a point away from giving Centralia a match point, so really, you got to really work for everything here. You find those openings in the defense, go for them, or anything you can try to get.
Jason Becker sets it up. There's the spike. Was it tipped? It was. So the point there for Hayden Kramer to make it match point, 24-16. Just barely deflected there, and a chance to end it here for Centralia. Mustangs have to go on a run. They're scrambling here. Free ball sent across. Lives to find another swing. Now it's at the top of the net. Tapped down. Is that going to be a point for the Mustangs? Got it to go. Okay. Thought there might have been maybe over the top there on the net. They don't make the call. Denton gets the point. It's 24-17.
Yeah, you're on the thin ice now. One wrong move and you fall in. So for Johnson West, again, you're fighting against the wall here.
Another set point. Well, we live to fight, or match point, I should say, but an ace there for Johnson makes it 24-18.
More impressively, that's the first ace given up tonight by the Centralia defense, and they have nearly went four whole sets before giving up their first ace.
24-18, match point still for Centralia here. Becker sets it up, and down it goes for the win. Point Hayden Kramer, and that does it. As Centralia will end the night 2-0, impressive and fun two sets for these two teams who are going to be right in the mix in the TBL race as we continue on. So Centralia the sweep, 25-21 and 25-18 over Donovan West. Quick timeout. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA. First high school volleyball broadcast of the season. And we get six sets, straight sets. Here in the TVL, it's a 2-0 night for number 2 in 1A D1 Centralia. Donovan West going 1-1. Frankfurt at 0-2. In the order, Donovan West over Frankfurt, 25-15, 25-8. Centralia over Frankfurt, 25-19, 25-19. And Centralia, D-West in the final matchup, Centralia 25-21, 25-18.
I'll tell you what, let me just start quickly with Frankfurt. Again, this is trying to be a bounce-back season for them. They played a really good second match against Centralia, cleaned a lot of things up, and we were getting excited there for this third game of the night matchup with Centralia and Donovan West. We saw how clean Donovan West played their game against Frankfurt. We saw kind of how kind of mixed their Centralia was in knowing Centralia is a team that comes back as the second-ranked team in Class 1 in Division 1. We were kind of interested, all right, what's this matchup going to be like? And both these teams, man, they played great two sets against each other with Centralia coming away clean with both of them. And let me just give you some stats real quick. 23 kills in that total matchup against Donovan West for Centralia, two aces, three blocks. For Donovan West, they had one ace, 12 kills, and three blocks against Centralia. Important stat to bring up here, Centralia, they almost went four sets, two matches without allowing a single ace on the entire night. That gives a great credit to their defense, their back line. Played really well. McKee, the libero, she did a great job of defending that back line. Becker finished with a total of 14 kills. Kramer finished with a total of 9 kills. Haverkamp, she went out for 8. So just a great overall performance from all those Panthers there today.
Yeah, good balance across the board. We expect Centralia, Donovan West to be in the mix as we continue on in the TBL. We talked earlier about the ranked teams, five ranked teams in the TBL in the first KBA ranks. Valley Heights number 2 in 2A, Centralia number 2, 1A D1, Clifton Clyde number 3, 1A D1, Hanover number 1 in 1A D2, Lynn number 9 in 1A D2, and you could certainly argue D-West to be in that top 10 in 2A, but just didn't work out in that first week. But again, Donovan West, they're going to be right in this thing. Two teams, Centralia, D-West, that made state tournament runs a year ago, and back in full force. And we saw a good early season preview as we're just getting going. Donovan West, they were right there. But Centralia, again, in that final matchup, 25-21 and 25-18. So that's going to wrap it up, our first KNZA volleyball broadcast. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Obviously, we got locker room chats coming up tomorrow. That'll be on KNZA and KMZA beginning at 5:30. Thursday, sister station Care 93.7 will be Coach's Insight programs, episode of Sports Look. And then Friday night, week one, high school football, as we mentioned earlier. Crendon, myself, we will be at Jackson Heights as they host Riverside. That'll be live right here on 103.9. Also, the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So we are just fresh off the summer, and we are here, and we are ready to roll. So it was a fun one here tonight. But Centralia here at Donovan West, a 2-0 evening. Mustangs go 1-1, and Frankfort ending the night at 0-2. We'll be back to it next week, another Tuesday night, so hang with us. Had a lot of fun, Crendon Prophet. Appreciate it again. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tam. And again, the final scores here tonight. Donovan West over Frankfort, 25-15, 25-8. Centralia over Frankfort, 25-19, 25-19. And Centralia over Donovan West, 25-21 and 25-18. For Kirk, for KP, Brandon Tam, and signing off. Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.